With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Lakes in the Northwoods are trending warmer. The increase has implications for wildlife health, algal blooms, and human enjoyment of the lakes. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Long-term data from Trout Lake in Vilas County shows the lake temperature gradually increasing from the 1920s to the early 2000s. Then, in the last 25 years, it started warming faster, with the lake now about 1 degree Celsius warmer in the summer months than it was 100 years ago. 1 degree might not sound like a lot, but as UW Trout Lake Station limnologist Carol Warden points out, people are able to feel the difference in temperature when treading water in the lakes just between our feet and upper body.
So certainly all the other biological things that actually spend their whole lives in the lakes are going to be able to pick up on those changes as well. And the thing about it, too, is the trajectory seems to be in only one direction.
The planet's 10 warmest years on record have all occurred since 2015. As human-driven climate change increases air temperatures, Warden says lake temperatures will rise with them. We're already seeing some of the impacts. The number of days of ice on the lake have dropped by about 10 days since 1982. Warden says bigger impacts will be on cold water species who will dive deeper into the lakes in search of colder water.
That bottom part of the lake is going to stay cold, no matter what. Like, there will be cold water down there. However, you need oxygen, too. So that's where those confounding factors come in. So if you have a lot of algae growth, once those algae start dying and sinking to the bottom, that oxygen is going to get used up by bacteria eating those algae.
Warden puts increased algae growth among the top of the list for impacts as lake water warms. Though she does say the Northwoods could stave off much of that by limiting shoreline development to reduce nutrient runoff into lakes.
Let's keep that shoreline natural. It's one of the best ways that we can promote healthy water, a healthy environment, a stable shoreline, aesthetic beauty, all these great things.
You can view graphs of how water temperatures have changed on some Northwoods lakes over time at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Vilas and Forest counties are included in an executive order from the governor meant to protect those suffering from the impact of severe storms against price gouging. A severe storm system last month did major damage. Outagamie and Winnebago counties also fall under the order after the storm system produced an EF3 tornado in that area, along with high wind, hail, and power outages. The governor's order declares that a period of abnormal economic disruption exists in the state of Wisconsin. It directs DATCAP to begin enforcing prohibitions against price gouging as the severe and widespread damage has caused significant disruptions to daily life in the affected counties. New research from the U.S. Geological Survey shows nutrient pollution increased in many streams and rivers across the country between 2000 and 2020. The dominant source was the release of old nitrogen and phosphorus stored in soil and groundwater. A lot of this stems from agricultural practices, including fertilizer and manure spread on fields months or even years before. Researcher Olivia Miller is the lead author of the study.
One of the key findings is that a lot of the nutrients that are in rivers today comes from past activities. So, you know, even when improvements are made in terms of reducing nutrient sources, water quality can take time to recover.
Excess nitrogen and phosphorus in waterways can feed algal blooms, which harm aquatic life and release toxins. High nutrient concentrations can also pollute drinking water sources downstream. Miller says the USGS findings could help inform management decisions to shape future water quality. Early childhood leaders in Wisconsin say a proposed federal rule will deregulate Head Start, a program serving low-income families across the state. The policy from the Department of Health and Human Services was published Friday in the Federal Register. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Jenny Maurer with the Wisconsin Head Start Association says it would roll back requirements for classroom staffing ratios, teacher qualifications, and family support services. She stresses those changes would undermine both program quality and the case for adequate funding, adding they would devastate rural Wisconsin, where nearly 70% of kids are already living in child care deserts.
In many cases, Head Start is either the only licensed child care provider or one of a handful, and I think think about how this rule could be a big step on the progression to losing Head Start in rural communities and how tragic that would be.
In Wisconsin, more than 12,000 families with children from ages 3 to 5 depend on the program. HHS says the changes aim to simplify federal requirements, reduce costs and administrative burdens, and maintain protections and accountability. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The National Indian Gaming Commission hasn't had a chairperson since January, and President Donald Trump has yet to nominate a replacement. The last chairperson of the National Indian Gaming Commission stepped down from the role in January. Absent a chair, the commission is unable to perform some key responsibilities, like enforcing legal and safety violations, approving new tribal gambling laws, and certifying management agreements between tribes and casino operators. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.